SRN News. I'm John Scott.
The people united will never be defeated. The people.
Protesters chanting during arrest by police at New York's Columbia University. New York City Mayor Eric Adams said about 300 people were arrested at Columbia and City College in police crackdowns. The police are seeing more and more involvement in the university protest across the country. Meanwhile, the U.S. top diplomat pressing home a call for a Gaza ceasefire.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel for meetings with Israeli leaders and has told the country's ceremonial president that the time is now for a ceasefire deal in the war in Gaza.
Even as we're working with relentless determination to get the ceasefire that brings the hostages home, we also have to be focused on people in Gaza who are suffering in this crossfire Hamas is making.
Blinken's visiting Israel for the seventh time since the Israel-Hamas war broke out. He's trying to advance a truce that would free hostages held by Gaza's Hamas militants in exchange for a halt to the fighting. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at srnews.com, U.S. job openings slid in March to the lowest level in more than 3 years, but stayed at historically high levels and a sign the job market remains resilient in the face of higher interest rates. The Labor Department reported employers posted 8.5 million vacancies in March, down from 8.8 million in February. Donald Trump will use a one-day break from his New York alleged hush money trial to rally voters in the battleground states of Wisconsin and Michigan. The visits come a day after he was held in contempt of court and threatened with jail time for the violating of a gag order. On Wall Street, the Dow had 113 points, but the NASDAQ Composite Index, 30 points in the red. This is SRN News. Honduras fights the United Nations over abortion.
The Latin American nation has a broad ban on the procedure, and activists are trying to get the world body to do something about it. Two abortion groups have filed a petition with the UN Human Rights Committee, charging that Honduras pro-life laws violate women's fundamental rights and international commitments. Honduras, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic are the only Latin American countries that still ban abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican state attorneys general challenging a new federal regulation that seeks to override state laws that are designed to limit the promotion of transgenderism in the schools. In a lawsuit filed in federal courts in Alabama, Louisiana, and Texas, the states arguing that the recently announced rule harms girls. The Biden administration is trying to undermine statutes that bar boys from using girls' bathrooms. This is SRN News. Heads up if you drive a Ford pickup.
Ford is recalling nearly 243,000 Maverick small pickup trucks in the U.S. because the taillights may not illuminate. The company says a computer can falsely detect too much current on one or both of the lights, causing them to remain dark while the vehicles are moving. Federal auto safety regulators say that increases the risk of a crash. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Biden administration will cancel $6 billion in student loans for people who attended the Arts Institutes, which closed its campuses in 2023 amid accusations of fraud. The final season of the Pac-12 turned out to be a big hit in the NFL draft. The conference is breaking up with 10 schools joining new leagues next season. The conference had the number one pick with Southern Cal's Caleb Williams and 8 overall first rounders. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.